Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, we continue with Dreams of the Blue Morpho. Jack Flanders was invited to Costa Rica by his old friend Mojo Sam. Mojo's problem is Amy Nelson, who has been pursued by a strange hovering light. Mojo doesn't know what it is, neither does Jack, but their ignorance has never stopped them from trying to help. They're taking turns protecting Amy. They're now in Playa Flamingo, a beach town in northern Costa Rica. There they connected with Nina Gonzalez, a friend of Amy's. Nina has suggested that Amy see a curandera, a medicine woman in Puerto Limon. The following day, they leave Flamingo Beach and set off, along with Nina, driving across the country from the Pacific to the Caribbean. The drive takes about 8 hours. Costa Rica isn't a very large country, and they arrive by late afternoon. Eventually, they locate the house of Doña Fernandez. The old woman listens while Nina explains in Spanish why they are there. Doña Fernandez then ushers them into her consultation room, except for Jack.
Tú te quedas afuera. Siéntate.
Excuse me.
Sit.
And that's where we now find him, sitting alone, mumbling to himself.
Sit. Why? What did I do?
Señor Flanders?
Can I go in now?
No.
Well, when?
She doesn't want you in there.
Why not?
She said it's for the best.
Best for who?
I figured it was best for me not to ask.
But it's all right for you to be in there.
Oh, she likes me.
Oh, great. Does the old woman know that I'm the one who had a little face-to-face encounter with the light Fandango?
Amy told her.
Well, what did she do? Shrug and say, well, good luck, Gringo Jack?
No, she just nodded her head.
What is it? Have I been putting out bad vibes lately?
You're just fine.
What's your take on this Doña Fernandez? You think she's legit?
I'll tell you later. I got to get back in there.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Just sit here all day?
You can go for a walk.
Mojo, it's a little sleazy out there.
They say this town isn't as bad as it used to be.
Oh, well, that really makes me feel a lot better.
Just think of it as sleazy charm. I got to go back. See you later.
So, having nothing better to do, Jack goes for a brief stroll. It's an interesting neighborhood. There's an occasional decaying building with ironwork balconies that look like they're ready to come crashing down on your head. And there's the occasional vultures tearing at the garbage. But there's also reggae music coming out of the windows, along with the wonderful spicy smell of Creole cooking. This is a part of Costa Rica that Jack wasn't aware even existed.
Thunder. And it's not even cloudy. Huh.
After a cheery little stroll, Jack circles back and finds Nina standing outside on the steps, waiting for him.
Do you want to know what Doña Fernandez said?
Well, of course.
She said what you are doing is dangerous.
Yeah, well, maybe, but if I feel
Jack,
we need
Jack,
to...
don't interrupt. She said you have taken on something you cannot conquer because you do not know what it is you are fighting.
Well, I'm not exactly fighting it.
Shh. She said you try to be brave, but you are estúpido.
Oh, great. Can she help Amy? That's the important thing.
She has given Amy an amulet.
Well, what is it?
You know, amulet.
Yeah, I know what an amulet is, but what's it for?
For protection.
Did Mojo check it out?
No, Doña Fernandez said no man must touch the amulet.
So that's it?
No. There's something you're not going to like, Jack.
Something else? All right, shoot.
You are not to see Amy again.
Why not?
Those are the words of Doña Fernandez.
She means never, ever again?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't want to see Amy?
Well, of course I do, but if this amulet does work, but... By the way, did you get to see it?
Yes.
What's it made of?
Some smelly herbs.
Well, is it supposed to protect Amy, or is it supposed to get rid of the light?
I don't know.
Is that all?
No.
Okay, this time just aim for the heart, okay?
Doña Fernandez said Amy must not become involved with any man.
Really?
I know.
Well, if she wears a stinky amulet around her neck, it's probably a vow she'll be able to keep.
Doña Fernandez was most adamant. You must stay away from Amy.
Okay, no problem. But why wouldn't the old bag... Excuse me, why wouldn't Doña Fernandez see me?
She said it was not necessary.
Oh, right. Well, since we all drove here in Amy's car, and Amy is not supposed to see me, how do I get back?
You can take a bus.
Back to Manuel Antonio, clear across the country?
It's a small country.
Maybe I'll just hitchhike.
Why don't you rent a rent-a-car?
Rent a rent-a-car.
Are you okay?
Oh, look, if this actually solves Amy's problem, then everything is just fine.
You know that Amy would love to see you.
Nina, it's okay, believe me. The one thing that I actually look forward to is getting back to Manuel Antonio, sitting down on my favorite lily pad at Senor Frog's, listening to Mojo play the piano, and drowning myself in a giant margarita.
Ooh, I wouldn't mind joining you.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Jack and Mojo do rent a rent-a-car and head across the country from Puerto Limon back to Manuel Antonio.
So, what did you think of that dear old curandera?
That old woman was tough to read. I know she called in one of the Orishas. I think it may have been Shanko. Did you hear the thunder?
Yes, why?
Shanko's trademark is thunder and lightning. The image connected with Shango is the double-edged axe. The axe is a symbol of Shango's thunderbolt, which is also his power.
Yeah, but why a double-edged axe?
His power can cut both ways. It can be unleashed not only against others, but also against yourself.
I see.
You call on Shango, and you might end up destroying the good instead of the evil.
Why did she cut me out of all of this?
Maybe she figured you'd get in her way.
Yeah. So what is that light?
She seemed to be saying that she can weaken it, but she didn't say anything about getting rid of it.
Now what's Amy supposed to do then? Finish off her life as an old maid?
It's looking that way.
I don't know, Mojo. Have I actually accomplished anything here?
Too soon to tell.
Late that evening, Jack and Mojo arrive back in Manuel Antonio. Nina is waiting for them at Senor Frog's lily pad lounge.
So Amy is back at the Hotel Pompadour?
Yes.
Good. Well, I'm getting myself a drink.
Mojo?
Yeah?
After you left, the curandera told us much more.
I figured she was holding back while I was in there.
She said the light is a jealous spirit.
Why is it pursuing Amy?
Because in a past life, she had wanted a young man to love her. So she went to a bruja and had a spell put on him.
I guess it worked.
It did. He then pursued her relentlessly until he became crazy and finally killed himself because of her.
So how did he reappear as a light in this life?
She didn't say.
So that light fandango, supposed to be his spirit?
I don't know.
It figures. But does it feel right?
So, what did the old lady say?
In some other life, Amy got a spell put on him. He went crazy, kills himself over her.
And he came back in this life to drive her crazy now.
That's what the old curandera said to them.
But you said it doesn't feel right.
Jack.
What?
What?
I thought I... nothing.
Yeah?
You didn't hear anything?
No.
So you were saying?
I wasn't saying anything.
Well, look, I'm gonna go for a walk. You wanna come?
No, I get paid for my walks.
Oh.
my fingers.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
It's the middle of the night. Off in the distance, the waves are gently kissing and caressing the cool white sands of Manuel Antonio. Up on the hill, in Mojo's little bungalow, the air is warm, still. All is calm, all but Jack's dreams.
What? What do you say? I don't understand. What do you want?
Hello?
It's me, Amy.
Amy?
I'm sorry to wake you at this hour.
How you been doing up there at the fortress?
I hate being alone. Did you see Nina? Do you know where she is?
She went camping overnight somewhere. Said she wanted to get in some early morning surfing. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I don't feel right.
Are you sick?
I don't know. Mojo, can I stay with you?
You want to stay here?
I can sleep on the floor.
Now, there's room, but you know Jack's staying with me.
I know.
Aren't you two supposed to keep away from each other?
Something is not right.
Is it the light?
It's the curandera. I think things have gotten worse.
Are you being threatened by the thing?
No, it's the amulet is making me sick. And what she did, it's killing the light.
Then the old woman's spells are working.
It feels wrong, Mojo.
You want to come here now?
May I?
No problem.
Oh, okay. See you soon.
Ooh, that was Amy.
You awake?
Sort of. I am now. What's up?
She's coming here.
Oh, but what about dear old Dunya?
Amy says whatever she did, it's getting results. But it's not the right results.
What's the problem?
It's killing the light.
You mean now that she's getting rid of it, she doesn't want to let it go? Oh, come on, I'm going back to sleep.
Wait, well, I think your hunch was right.
Oh, which hunch was that?
The one about the light not being a threat, even though it strafed you a little.
You know, I never bought that past life jealous lover crap, you know.
I know what you mean.
Amy's coming over now?
That's what she said.
You want some coffee?
Yeah, we may be up for a while.